Yeah, they do. Because we'll do more with them, you know. Because I need to know for sure. You know, they have a chance. I need to know without question that we're not going to dress them and get them out there and then they can't play. So if we have to do more, we'll do more.
Yesterday when you were talking about Cody, you said he's done things that you haven't even asked other rookies to do. Can you say what are those types of things he's done and why has he had to do them when maybe other rookies you've had haven't?
Well, I think we've asked him to make more plays, you know, with the ball. You know, I think some of the other teams I was on, you know, during that time, I think the team was structured different. So there's other things that the quarterback didn't need to do, you know, to give the team opportunity to win. So for us to have a chance, he's got to make plays. He's got to put us in position and score the ball as often as he can, you know. So that's a lot of pressure for a young guy. But he's handled it, you know, well thus far. Oh, yeah. No, it can't. It can't. It can also hurt the learning curve, too. So it kind of goes both ways. It all depends on the situation you're in at that time.
This topic came up last week, but now that the Indians are in the World Series, can you kind of update what goes through the mind of a Cleveland sports team leader when another of the teams makes the big series?
Yeah, I'm very excited for their opportunity. Like I said, Coach Francola deserves it. He's done a great job with that team, you know, but as I look at it from afar, I want to be in that spot too. You know, the basketball team's done it. The baseball team's doing it. I have a great opportunity to get it done. Our football team, we're not there yet. So, but all those teams were built to where they are now today, you know, so we're in our stage, you know, I told you I learned that word. We're in our stage too, so we got to get there. But that's the goal, you know, is to win a championship. So
you've used the words Super Bowl, and that's absolutely. What you want to do. But how hard is it to throw that out there when you know you're just starting your program?
Well, that's not hard. No, I mean you got to have aspirations and goals. You got to know what you want, what the vision is, and where you're trying to go, or you're never going to get anywhere. So I think you have to talk about those things, you know, and I'm not going to ever back off of that. That's what I'm here for. We're going to get there. I didn't say it was going to happen this year. You know, I said we have a lot of work to do, and I keep saying that too. So I get it. You know, that's what we all are chasing, you know, and obviously, like I said, the basketball team's done it. The baseball team has an opportunity to do it. And we're going to do it here at some point. I feel very comfortable and confident in that.
When you're looking at those soft tissue injuries for Terrell and for Joe, the fact that they play positions where they have to full out sprint and, you know, they're not practicing all week, so you don't know if they're going to be able to do that. How challenging is that to go into the game not knowing if they're going to be able to do that?
It's very challenging if I didn't know that for sure, but as I said, they're going to run. I mean, I'm going to have them run. If they can't run, they won't be able to play, you know. So there's no question. What you said is very true. If you have guys that play those positions, they're running all the time and breaking and starting and restopping, you know, and all that. So, you know, we have to know for sure. I will not dress a guy who I think can't contribute to our football team in some positive capacity.
Hugh, has Jonathan Cooper been able to make any inroads in play time?
Yes, he has. I mean, he's getting better. I think he's learning our system, learning, you know, how we do things. And, you know, he's done some good things out there. So, you know, we'll see where he is, you know, as we get through the week. You know, again, he's learning a game plan and starting to really get it in his system and know how we want things done and how we see it. So, you know, eventually he's going to get a chance to get out there too.
I saw you chatting today with Josh McCann. How's he coming along? And is he further down the line and getting closer to maybe at least backing up Cody something?
Oh, I think he's close. I think he's close to having a chance. You know, again, as you guys know, nothing's changed for this week for him. But I think he's closer to playing than not playing.
Is Joe Thomas the same as last week?
Would yes.
Expect him to go?
Absolutely. Yes.
Coach Andy Dalton yesterday on the conference call talked about, you know, one of the biggest reasons they kind of grew on you and really appreciated everything you did was your demeanor with them and the way you handled things with them. And we get that a lot from the players here too. Is there someone in your past that gave you advice on how to do that, or someone that maybe shared something with you that made you become the way you are?
You know, there's a couple people I'd point to. One would be Marvin Lewis. You know, Marvin's always told me to be very honest with players and tell them the truth. You know, don't sugarcoat it. You got to let them know. And probably the guy that helped, you know, get me into this profession at this level, the first job I ever had was with Marty Schottenheimer. And I think you guys all know how Marty was. And Marty was one of the best at what he did. And he just didn't take any BS and just called it like it is, you know. And I've been around a lot of good guys that way, you know, from Marvin to Mike Zimmer to Marty, that have instilled that in me. I think if you're honest and fair with players and they know you come from a good place and you want the best for them, I think they're going to give you a good day's work, you know, and they're going to work their tails off for you. So, and I don't think as a coach I can get too high, too low. I think steady's the way, you know, because I think that breeds confidence within the players and they know what they're going to get every day from me. So that's not going to change.
Hugh, a lot of times when we ask you about specific hits or injuries, your response is, that's football.
Uh-huh.
Do you think the game's any more violent now than it was 10, 20 years ago?
I think it's different, you know, but it's still blocking, tackling, you know, and all the fundamental things that football is made up of. You know, I think there's more rules that regulate things a lot more than it was 25, 30 years ago. But it's a tough sport. It's a violent sport, and it's meant to be played that way, you know, all within the rules of the game. So to answer your question, do I think we protect the players more? Yeah, for good reasons, you know, because long-term health is very important. But at the same time, you know, it's a rough sport, and a lot of things can happen, you know, and God forbid anything happens seriously to anybody, but we know when we sign up, the players do, and us as coaches, when we see it and deal with it, it's part of the game.
Coach, what impresses you most about two guys on that D-line, Atkins and Dunlop?
He had to ask me about them, huh? Geno Atkins is a tremendous football player. You know, obviously he's the glue for all they do up front. He's strong, he's quick, he's tenacious. He is, you know, he's a spark plug. You know, he's not a tall guy, but he's a big guy, you know, and he likes to play the game. And when I think of Carlos, you know, Carlos has a long wingspan, and he's very athletic, and he's tough. And, you know, those guys, they know how to play. You know, they were raised right in this profession. With the coaches that they've been around there, you know, obviously with Marvin and Mike Zimmer and now Paul Gunther. And so they come from a good background, and they know how to play.
Hey, Hugh, what have you seen out of Ricardo as he's gotten more playing time? I know he's made some plays, but he's also dropped some balls.
Well, I think you just said it. We're trying to he's working at being more consistent. But obviously the talent's there, the ability's there. I think he recognizes and understands that every catch matters, you know, how crucial it could be to drive or opportunity to win a game, you know. So that's a experience within itself for a young player, because normally, like you say, you don't get in those situations very often to be in that tough situation. So he is he's growing. He's had a great week. He's very hard on himself too. You know, he's one of those guys, a perfectionist. He wants to do everything right, and we like that about him. But he's still another young emerging player, you know, that's got to continue to grow and get better every week.
How do you think the other two young receivers, Peyton and Rashard, are coming along?
Good. I mean, obviously we'll see more of Rashard this week. I've been dying to do that, and we need to do that better. And Jordan obviously had an attempt at a heck of a catch last week. So, I mean, those young guys, you know, I've always said as the year goes along, we're gonna need them to make plays too. You know, just too long of a season, too many things happen. But they're getting their opportunities now, so they got to go make the most of them.
How about Derek Kindred? You know, gave up a couple of plays last week. What kind of week has he had, and how do you expect him to bounce back from that?
He's had a good week of practice, but he's got to get better. You know, we can't let the ball go over our heads. You know, it's that's happening, you know, at an alarming rate for me. You know, that's one thing our defense is built on. You know, you can't let the ball just go traveling way over everybody else's head. So we got to improve that way. You know, we got to do that fast, because this is a team that will throw it over your head if you don't stay back there.
Hugh,